Last Friday night was one of the most important religious holidays in the Jewish calendar, Rosh Hashanah. It remembers the creation of the world and is considered the Jewish New Year. The celebration often includes traditional Jewish foods, including apples dipped in honey, to symbolize the hope for a sweet year ahead. Last year, local writer Yvonne David created a charming children's story centered around the themes of Rosh Hashanah. The book is called Out of the Apple Orchard.
Thank you for forgiving me and giving me the chance to make things up to you. Yes, he replied, the temptation of my apples was your downfall. Yet you have mended your ways, you have done grand work, and now it is time for you to go home to your family and take these apples. He pointed to a wooden barrel filled with brilliant red apples. Hooray, hooray, how wonderful, said Adam, jumping into the air. Mama and Bubby can make apple cakes for Rosh Hashanah. Now we can have a sweet year. Thank you. And I can bring back a cake for you and Mrs. Friedland for the new year, too.
Yvonne David reading from her children's book, Out of the Apple Orchard. Yvonne recently returned from New York, where her book was presented as a staged reading, and she spoke with the Arts Connections literary contributor, Irene Zabitko.
This is your first book, and it's one for children, and it's called Out of the Apple Orchard, and it focuses on the Jewish community in the Catskills in New York in the 1800s. How did the story come to you, and why this particular community? Because as I gather from your lovely accent, you're not from the Catskills.
No, I have a British background, a British accent, and I know it's a little surprising even to me, but my family originally came from Eastern Europe, albeit three generations ago, and I was asked to write a high holiday book when my son was having bar mitzvah lessons, and he mentioned to his Hebrew teacher that I was a writer, and she asked me to write a book, and at first I was a little apprehensive, but then one night at 1 a.m. this book, the image of this little boy came to me. He was taking apples out of the orchard, and he was wearing a cap two sizes too big, a hand-me-down from Papa, and it drooped right down to his eyebrows. He was wearing knickerbockers and boots. And when I had finished the story, I wanted to add a sense of place to make it a richer story, and my research eventually led me up to the Catskills. I became fascinated with the Catskills and the story of the importance of Jewish American history. And so began my four book series.
Four book series. This is wonderful. This is the first in the series then.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful story about Adam, who is the little boy, the main protagonist, and who is so guilt-ridden for stealing apples for himself and his family, and the apples are for the cake that is supposed to be for Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. The beautiful thing about the story is the family sticking together. You know, the father is a tailor, he's very ill, and Adam feels the need to help out. And there's an interesting twist when Adam, the little boy, wants to make amends with the farmer whose apples he steals. Was it hard to write a story with a moral and trying to make it entertaining for children, too?
I think it began as writing does. You just have to get the first draft done and then keep adding layers and layers. And for some reason, this book was meant to be. It just came to fruition as I started writing it. I added from my own family, my great aunt gave me a lot of insight about my great grandmother and how she came from the old country and the ways and what was important, and family was important, and the children, you know, the children were our pleasures and our treasures and all that wonderful, those wonderful expressions. And it is a family book. I think the families can enjoy it together. Although it's geared for children from grades 3 and up, younger children will be able to read Red 2 while looking at the lovely illustrations. And adults can appreciate also the deeper meanings in the work.
Absolutely. It's a beautifully crafted book, and it's visually it's stunning. And the illustrations are by Lynn Rodden. Who is that?
That is my sister. She is an artist and lives in England. And that's another thing that this book meant. I mean, my son inspired me. It was because of him that I started this book, and eventually my sister did the beautiful illustrations. She mainly does jazz illustrations of jazz artists with their instruments in black and white paintings, and I thought it would be a wonderful fit to capture that early 1900s feel with the old world. And also my father had dreamt the weather elements to represent Adam's conscience.
Wow, how interesting. It's published by Arbiter Press, which is Orlando-based. And how did that come about? How did you find a publisher for your book, and especially one that's local?
Well, I'm on the board of the Jack Kerouac Writer-in-Residence Project of Orlando. And through my networking and my work there, I was also doing a literary liaison and the literary selection committee. I met Christine Blackwell, who has this publishing company and gives writers a wonderful start, I think, and her stationery has got the sky and the clouds beautifully represented, as if to symbolize that this is a start and the sky is the limit. And that is really America too. As a British immigrant, I can see how wonderful America is and the golden opportunities and the freedoms, as well as what our ancestors came to this country for. I still believe that now.
Yvonne David, Out of the Apple Orchard has won an award. It won the 2006 Independent Publisher Book Awards, the honorable mention for that particular book, for multicultural children's fiction. Congratulations. How did that come about? How did that happen? It's wonderful.
Well, thank you. My publisher, again, submitted the book under different categories, and it won this award, which is wonderful. I think multicultural fiction really spoke to me, because this is a story that is, though it's a Jewish-themed book, can cross all races and all ages, because everybody could relate to the story, the morals and the themes of the book.
Tell us what happened in New York. You just returned from a trip there, and something very phenomenal happened to you as a result of your wonderful book. Tell us about that.
Well, the book has been adapted to the stage by Ellen W. Kaplan, and it was produced by Nicole Raphael, who's the artistic director of Misaper Theater, which means storytelling in Hebrew. And I went up there for the stage play reading, and it was so much more wonderful than I initially thought. I thought, well, this is a stage play reading, but I was so impressed by the quality of the equity actors. There were 14 actors in all, including a musician. And many of the actors had performed in top regional theaters on Broadway, and a couple had trained at the Juilliard School in New York City. And the actor who performed Adam Beeman, the main character, recently made his Broadway debut in The Pillow Man. I was thrilled with that. The whole script, direction, production were wonderful, and they captured the spirit and the spunk of the characters with their mannerisms.
That's fabulous. And what was the audience reaction to the play?
Oh, it was wonderful. I was thrilled. Everybody seemed to love it, and I was speaking with some of the actors afterwards, and that was somewhat surreal, because some of the characters I'd created in my mind suddenly came to life. It was wonderful.
Tell us more about your series. And this, Out of the Apple Orchard, is the first book, and it's pretty much has to do with Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and that particular religious theme. What are the next projects going to be about?
Well, I'm currently writing the second book in the Apple Tree series, but they follow the Beeman family over four generations throughout the 20th century in Mountaindale, New York, which is a hamlet within the township of South Fallsburg. And the books are filled with spirituality. In fact, the first one is Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Jewish New Year and the Day of Atonement. The second book will be a Hanukkah book. It'll be a winter book, but I'll do flashbacks to the summer, and that is set in 1938. And I'm detailing the importance of the Catskill Mountains in Jewish American history.
Well, that's terrific. We're looking forward to all of your books, and hopefully a stage reading will be put into place in our town pretty soon. Thank you, Yvonne David, and may you have a very sweet New Year.
Thank you very much, and we are hoping that next year that the play will be in production too.
The Arts Connections literary contributor Irene Zabitko spoke with Yvonne David, a Maitland resident and author of the book Out of the Apple Orchard. Log on to our website and you'll find a link to Yvonne's site, as well as the New York Theater that presented her staged reading. It's all part of the Arts Connection pages of WMFE.org.
The Arts Connection has a comprehensive website at wmfe.org with information on this week's program, links to cultural organizations, and an extensive database of archived audio. Just log on to wmfe.org and click on the Arts Connection logo.
Stay tuned to the Arts Connection. We have auditions coming up next on the Casting Call, and then a special anniversary concert for the Orlando Deanery Boy Choir, two plays that are closing this week, and more season previews from around Central Florida. This is 90.7 NPR News and Classical Music. I'm Becky Morgan. Here's this week's casting call. Madcow Theater is casting one mature male actor for the role of Gary Essendine in Noel Coward's Present Laughter. Interested actors should submit a picture and resume via email or regular mail. Valencia Community College's Digital Media Technology program is holding auditions for actors. They will be held Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 and Monday from 5 to 8 on the East Campus. Gallery One Artists has put out a call to artists for Art-O-Rama, a one-day artist demonstration in downtown Kissimmee. That will be held October 21st. The Orlando Fringe Festival is accepting applications through November 1st, and November 1st is also the deadline for the Women Playwrights Initiative annual script competition. It's open to women playwrights in 9 southern states. Details for these and other opportunities can be found at the Arts Connection pages of WMFE.org. Just follow the link for the casting call.